But I was really enjoyed the richness of the red earthenware, the colour and just the richness of the clay itself was really, really enjoyable. Plus, there was a connection because the tin glaze had in certain respects similar qualities to that summer the summer of the MA. I was lucky enough to get a place working with Joe Finch at Appin Pottery, wood firing. Oh, it was tremendous. I mean, the wood firing was, again, the same kind of process with the salt, with the process. And I noticed that certain qualities of colouring and surface and tone from the wood-fired pieces were actually echoed almost in the tin-glazed earthenware, enough that I mean, where the tin glaze broke thin on the edges would allow the rich orange through in almost the kind of echoed way as the Ashino was on the wood-fired pieces. So I was enjoying getting to grips with it as a new area that I hadn't really ever worked in before.